Okay, in Siman Resh Mem, we're up to Sifur Aleph. Sifur Aleph through Tes Zayin basically talk about Kfar Aviv, Kibra Ve'eim, in situations where it comes into conflict with Mitzvah of the Torah or Anhaga Taiva of the Torah. It's a number of Sifim because there are a number of variable situations which impact the Halacha. Sifur Aleph, it begins with Ra Aviv Sha'avra al Divrei Torah. Someone sees his father doing an Aveira. It doesn't mean the father is necessarily a Rasha. When the father is doing something wrong, why does his father is the Baal Kairei and he makes a mistake? His father is the Baal Kairei and he makes a mistake. Dan Framit says the same bracha. So what do you do? So let's see what it says. Rabim Shavra al Divrei Torah, Lo Yaim Alay Avart al Divrei Torah. Don't say to him, you did something wrong. Ela Yaim Alay Abba, Kasa B'Torah Kach V'Kach. Daddy, it says here, what? It says here the Torah is such and such. Ki'ilu Hu Shayel Mimenu. Not in a language of correction, but in a language of questioning. Doesn't it say such and such? Like him as he write. And he'll understand himself and not be embarrassed. If he's saying something incorrectly, don't tell him, you can say, well, does it not say such and such? You have to correct him in a lashon shel kavod. Okay, so this is something we have to be accustomed to. It takes a while to get used to addressing a parent in such a kavodika way, rather than to say no, but to say belashin question. Now, this is even avar divrei Torah. Certainly, if a parent is talking about mili di alma, the parent says it's cold out, and the parent says it's raining out, and it's not raining, they're contradicting the parent is aser. You could say belashin she'ila, the lashon of a question. His parent is an inus. Be the same thing. It should be bedera covered. If he's a shaitan potter, then it doesn't matter. If he doesn't know it's Shabbos, he's doing malach. You don't have to stop him.
This would be the parent's
omer mutter too. Parent is omer mutter. Now, question is, what happens if it's a situation where you just can't do it? You can't do it that way. If he's davening for Amid and he says the same bracha, you got to catch him before Baruch Atah Hashem. So you can't exactly go over Blush Sheila and ask him a Sheila. Is it after December 5th yet? Do we? It doesn't work that way. Someone else will do it. Okay, but everybody else only has a Yetzer Tov to listen. You have a Yetzer Hara to listen too.
He's davening with nine of his sons.
Anyway, the Shiloh is a Shiloh, whether it's whatever the situation may be. So the Rishon Letzion, there's a Sefer Rishon Letzion from the Archaim HaKadosh, Shirin Yaradeya. It's Halacha Sefer. See, Archaim HaKadosh, you expect other ideas. It's Halacha Sefer from the Archaim HaKadosh on this part of Yaradeya. And he says that Ein Chochma, Ein Eitzav, Ein Smuna, Neged Hashem. If you can correct somebody, a Blush and She'ila, you correct the parent, Blush and Sheila, you do it that way. But if you have no choice, he says, Afilu Makeu, you're going to allow to hit him to get him not to do an Aveira. A parent.
Saint Talmud, I mean, you're not saying that he's doing anything wrong.
You are.
No, you're just saying that he's doing
anything wrong. You're correcting him, aren't you? He said, Vesei Bracha, and you're saying Vesei Talmud. You're contradicting his words.
The normal thing here is that the father has a minute, he does something, and the kid comes home, he learned in yeshiva, he learned how to love, it's wrong, he's wrong to his father.
His father's a minute, and it's wrong, so you do a blush of Shayla, that's easy. You take a save the blush. I'm talking the case where it won't help. Blush of Shayla. Well, you have to do it.
You're correcting him, so therefore you're insulting him, he said in front of everybody. Is that where it is?
That's the issue, yes. That's the issue. So he says, Archaim HaKadosh says, if you can't do it any other way, then you you do the zifa, the afilu hakoi, he says. I don't know hakoi, with a chabura, without a chabura. But
in one instance, is he speaking about what did the father do that he said you should do hakoi?
Whatever your imagination is. He's eating the vela, he's being baila, whatever you want, however you want.
To prevent it.
No, raw aviv oshaavar, I mean oshaavar. Okay. Well, he's talking to prevent it. And he says, afilu hakoi. What? Balash Shaila, you have to tell Balash Shaila. Well, we have a machlekes the Shach and Taz in the beginning. If you're allowed to contradict him, Shalai Bafanov. The Taz and the Gra held, you could always contradict him, Shalai Bafanov. It's only Bafanov. The Shach said only Bafanov, but if you have to correct them in a halacha, there's no question you could do it. You should do Balash and Kavin.
My criticizing a child, another child wants to try to intercede on behalf of the child, say, you know, you're being a little too tough on the child.
He has to do it for Lashon Kavod. He has to do it in the language of Kavod.
You make a deal with this, you're not allowed to be so certain as Tvaro for the parent, but when he's saying something against the Torah, it's not really Tvaro. So you're not really being so certain as Tvaro for the parent.
I don't think it's that. I think it's just that as we'll see in the next sif, Kfayt Shemayim comes ahead of Kavod Kibraveim. The only thing that bothered me about the Rishon Letzion is this. The Rishon Letzion is saying that if you can't do it any other way, you do it with Nazifa, and you correct him, you contradict him. If you can do it a different way, you do it for Lashon Kavod. Why shouldn't we do that to everybody? Why is it only Yavav V'Imai? Any other person who does something wrong, and you can either contradict him or do say it Balash and Kavod, you shouldn't say it Balash and Kavod also.
What? You think, how long you want to stop me for that too? Give a guy give it to him.
Okay. So you're allowed to be a mekanel at Dvar Hashem by other people, but not by other people. Okay. That's what you're saying. Okay. What? So then what's the name of Kibbutz Avimus? So what it says here is true about everybody. Yeah. Is that what it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch?
All right. Why would it address me and keep it up the aim?
Even your parents. Everybody else, of course you talk nicely to them. But your parents are Kiddush. All right. Teach his own. Okay. Let's see Sifyud Beis. I don't mean to get bogged down on it. Sifyud Beis. Amalai Aviv Ashkeni Mayim. His father needs something. V'yesh Afanav Laseis Mitzvah. And he has to do a mitzvah. Iveres. K'gai K'furas Meisei Levai. Im Efshel L'mitzvah Sh'tiasei Adei Acherim. Yasi B'kavad Aviv. If you could do the mitzvah through, have someone else go to the Levaya or do the K'fura, then be Yasi B'kibar Avei. And if you started the other mitzvah, continue. If you're an Isaac b'mitzvah, see Isaac mitzvah part of a mitzvah. If not, so if someone else can do it, let someone else do it. If no one else can do it yourself. If you can do the mitzvah later, to keep it aveim first. So it's not such a complicated sif. The main chiddush of the sif is that all else being equal, kibbud av plays second fiddle to every other mitzvah. If you can only do one. What? Is it kibbud aveim also mitzvah iveres? So the answer is we have gzeiras hakasuv. Parshas Kedoshim, we learn out of the pasuk Kishima Ivavit Tirav Shavsoyse Tishmayru. The Gemara says that's Xeris Hakasov, even though Kibbud Aveim is also a mitzvah, and Shabbos is also a mitzvah. So you can either make Kiddush or Kibbud Aveim, Mehesi Tesi, do one over the other. So have a pasuk Kishima Ivavit Tirav Shavsoyse Tishmayru to tell you that when they're a contradiction, Kibbud Aveim takes a back seat.
That's one when you want a favor, but here I have. Yeah, but
I can do an assay, and I can
do an assay.
An assay and an assay. We learn from this pasuk that it always takes precedence. Now, I'll explain that in a minute. I just want to ask you, I have my old kasha, Parshas Kedoshim. There are two psukim. There's one pasuk, Eshav Soisai Tishmairu, Umifdoshai Tirau, Ani Hashem. So we learn out that Ein Binyin Beis HaMikdash Teiches HaShabbos. Eshav Soisai Tishmairu, Umifdoshai Tirau, to tell you that keep the Shabbos and have Yiras HaMikdash, but if they come into conflict, Mikdash takes precedence. So what do we see from there? Shabbos takes precedence. So we see from there, whatever's first takes precedence. It says, Shabbos said to Shmairu, Mikdash Yitirau, Ani Hashem, you have the Ani Hashem. So there we see that we have two mitzvahs in one pasuk, one after the other, then the first one takes precedence. Then we have Yisimai Vav of Tirov, Shabbos say Tishmairu, Ani Hashem. And there we say the reverse. We say the second one takes precedence. Yisimai Vav of Tirov, Shabbos say Tishmairu. There we say that the second one takes precedence. Mechitesi. Rashi has Rashi, no, Shabbos Tishmairu, Shabbos Tishmairu, Ani Hashem. So Rashi says, so it says two. The second one is the one that takes precedence. And by Kimar Avaim, we say Ishimai Velviv Tiro, Ani Hashem. Also, both of them say Ani Hashem. And here we say the reverse. We say that. What? Midalasha Tishmairu? You're saying that because it makes sense, or just because it answers the question? You say that. Shira Tirah should say Tishmairu. And the other way, Shabbos say Tishmairu, but Shira Tirah. She'll say Tishmairu is mashma, an extra level of Shmira, maybe. Okay? It's a Teretz. Oh, so Taisus says that as a kasha of the Gemara. And that's what it says in the Gemara. So Taisus asks, both in Yevamis and in Bar Mitzia, where this is brought. Now, why do you need a pasuk? That Shabbos has kedima to kibbut aveim. Why don't we say, just like we're going to have in a minute, but kibbut av and kibbut aim. Kibbut av has kedima. Because we say your mother is also chayim in kavod of her husband. So ata v'imecha chayim v'kvayd avicha. So memela kvayd avicha as kedima. Say the same thing regarding mitzvahs. Why do you need a pasuk? Yishimai v'tirosh says tishmaru ani Hashem to tell you that kibbut av takes back seat. The mitzvahs say ata v'avicha chayim v'kvaydi. You and your father are chayiv, and this is Shabbos. So Mamela, your father, who he himself is subservient to Mr. Shabbos, can't command you to be over at Mr. Shabbos. That's Taisus Kasha, that it should be a Svara. And Taisus answers that's Gufa, what we learn from this pasuk. Adar Rabba, the Gilui Akra is to say such a Svara. If I say this on its own, I wouldn't say such a Svara, needs a Hasbir. But that's good for the limud. The limud is, since you and your father both chayiv in Shabbos, therefore, therefore, you don't listen to your father to be mechal Shabbos. That's Taisus' answer. In other words, we're learning out of this pasuk, this idea. Since you and your father are both chayiv in COVID, so therefore it takes precedence. That's Taisus' idea. What? Lomeli cross svaru. So I would think, mech Taisus it's a svaru. If you have a mitzvah of the Torah of Kibbut Av, so I have to be mechave my father. If your father tells you, you see, this always bothers me, Rabbi Kivegius, his famous kasha. If your father tells you, tells a kohen, go into the basic forest and get a mitziah. Menai shalei yishmalai. So the Gemara says, Zuha save, Zuha save, Elisa save. Gemara has all kinds of cheshbonos. So Rabbi Kivegri has the kasha, Shlomelchi has the kasha. that your father's a Rasha. Your father's a Rasha. He's telling you to go into your Kayan. He's telling you to go to Basic Forest and get something for him. He's telling you, Bimachal Shabbos, he's a Rasha. So the Kivagar answer is that from saying you don't become a Rasha. If I don't understand the Kasha, if the din would be that you're supposed to listen to your father when he tells you to do an Aveira, then your father's not a Rasha. If the Dinei HaTorah would be, if your father needs something, and the only way you can get it for him is a Kohen going to Beis HaKfaris, so why does that make the father a Rasha? If Dinei Torah are, if Dinei Torah would be, that Kibbut Av, you're allowed to be, for Kibbut Av, you're allowed to be Mechal and Aveira, so why is he a Rasha? All we're learning is that Kibbut Av does not take precedence. If it would take precedence, he's not a Rasha. So why is he a Rasha? Your father says, look, I'm thirsty. You're a Kayan, we're both Kayanim. I'm thirsty. There's a drink in the Beis HaKfaris. I want you to go and get it.
That's what's right.
Whatever it would be. If the Torah would say do it, so then it would be an Aveira.
Does the father want the result?
It's not a Rasha.
Does he want the result or the action? Does the son can get somebody else to go for him?
Whatever. If the Torah says do it, what's the problem? The Torah says don't do it, so now it's a problem. I don't understand. Rekhi Begis is a kasha. He says you don't become a Rasha from saying to someone do an Aveira. For it's only a Rasha if he does an Aveira. Yeah. What? Yeah. But it's not a Rasha only after the Torah said don't listen. If the Torah says listen, then it's not a Rasha. No, not the father's Aveira. When it's the father's Aveira, you're 100% right. I'm talking about it's the child's Aveira, and the father's not doing an Aveira. But it's not an Aveira. If Kibbut Aveim is Doicha, then it wouldn't be an Aveira. It's only Aveira after the Pasuk. No, the son won't do it twice. No. The son will do it twice. The son's a Rasha. I'm talking about the Etzer Mitzvah Satayra. A what? Maybe he is a Russia.
No, just saying, he has a Russia.
Yes.
But the fact is, well, why we have to have a Svara, that's what he's saying.
Could be. What I'm saying is, but without what you're saying, I'm saying it's not a Svara. It's only a Svara once the Torah says don't do it. If the Torah would have held that you should do it, the Torah would have told you, if you keep it out, you're allowed to do it. Torah says, for Mr. Tzitzis, you're allowed to wear shatnas. So you're not a Rasha. Torah says, for Tzitzis, you can wear shatnas. If Torah would have said, for Kibbut Aveim, you're allowed to go into Beis HaKfaris. So he's not a Rasha. The Torah says, do it. But the truth is, the Torah said, don't do it. It's not a Sfarach Yitzayna. The Sfarach Yitzayna is a Mitzvah Kibbut Aveim. So, you know, the famous Ramban that the first five mitzvahs, the Luchis, are Bein Adol Lamakim, Hukish Kvaid Aviv, Lekvaid Makim. There might be a svara that you listen to your father and do an aveira. So Torah says it's not that way. But to say it's a pasha to svara, I don't know that it's a pasha to svara, that it's a dava habach.
With the listener of this,
the Ramah said if Yisrael b'mitzvah tchila yigmar, does he mitzvah pata ben mitzvah? Right, the Ramah, it's a few days. If you're Isaac in a mitzvah and your father tells you to do something, and you say, Shayim, he still finished the mitzvah. Being Isaac in another mitzvah.
Is a father and mother telling you to do things, but you're supposed to listen to your father first.
That's if you're Dalek, we'll get to it in a minute. The There's interesting tshuva in the Ber Moshe. He has a shaila. If you said hamapil already at night, whether you're allowed to respond to a parent who talks to you, you're allowed to answer him, you're allowed to go do something for him, between hamapil and kriya shema. So it's very interesting. The Mishnah Brura has a very chomerdik line when it comes to kriya shema lamita in general. Mishnah Brura says that if the hamapel, it's also lahafsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik until you go to sleep. And this is really an interesting discussion because it says in Taisus says, why do we make a bracha leishiv sukkah when we go to sleep in the sukkah? Taisus says. So Taisus says, you may not fall asleep. You make a bracha leishiv sukkah when you go to sleep, you may not fall asleep, which needs a hesber. That's a state in Taisus. So the Yo Rabba in Reish Lamites, yes, the Kasha, so what do you say, Habapal? You might not fall asleep. So he... just a little milk in it. He says two terutzim, very big nafkamina two terutzim. One terutz he says is, what do you mean you won't fall asleep? You fall asleep every night. In the sukkah, it's not we usually sleep. There are flies, you know, and there are squirrels, and you know, so maybe you might not fall asleep. But in bed, why should you think you won't fall asleep? The briskers don't say hamapal, they're afraid they won't fall asleep. Are you fall asleep every night? They say, yeah, but when I say hamapal, I'll be so nervous I won't fall asleep that I won't fall asleep. That's what they tell you. But he's just over the Gemara. Very good. It's a true eitzah. People can't fall asleep. I tell them, take a sefer and it works. But except for Pathways of the Prophets, you won't fall asleep if you take that. Thank you so much. Very, very considerate. Then your rabbi says the second teretz. The second teretz is hamapal is not a berachas hanehenin on going to sleep. Hamapal is a berachas hashvach on teva ha'olam. It's a berachas hashvach even if you don't fall asleep. It's not a bracha levatala. The zman of this berachas hashvach is when you go to sleep. Just like the zman of a bracha of getting dressed, malbish harum is a berachas hashvach. You make it in the morning. If you don't get dressed, you still make a malbish harum. You don't put on shoes, you still say Shasli Kotzarki. So we passed. So same thing he says in his second teretz. Del Yorabba gives both teretz. And there's a tremendous nafkamina between the two. According to the second teretz of Del Yorabba, there's no issa to be mafsik between Amapal and going to sleep. Just like there's no issa between Malbish Arumim and getting dressed. Is issa hefsik? There's no issa hefsik. You're making a bracha on teva ha'olam at the time that it's a normal time to get dressed.
And you're saying it in the zman when you're supposed to.
And among the achrayim, there's a difference of opinion as to which mahaloch is the ikker, whether there is a issa hefsik or there is no issa hefsik between hamapil and going to sleep. Certainly, pashup shat and taisvis says you don't make leishiv b'sukkah, but I fall asleep. Is that you don't make brachas on going to sleep? So there is a difference of opinion. So we ain't learned all the different Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says not to be mafsik between Amapal and going to sleep. However, b'mokim mitzvah deraisa kibud aveim, he says you can be semach on the other terrace of the Eliyahu Rabba, which is also brought down by some paiskim, and you can be mafsik for kibud aveim and rely on that other shita.
Don't you have to contend with there shouldn't be a hefsik between saying hamapal and the first bracha that you make in the morning in order to?
No such kapeda. You wake up in the morning, there's no halacha that you can't speak until you say the brachas. But that's what it sounds like. It sounds like someone who's a insomniac who can't fall asleep should not make a bracha.
So couldn't you only have a shavuos by now? You're staying up all night, you should make a bracha.
No, you make when you go to sleep. But you make it the time a person goes to bed. That's the zman for this bracha, this brachas hashvach. Okay, so at any rate, this is the thing. It's interesting, the shakla v'tarya, the Mishnah Berurah is so mashmir by Shema. Mishnah Berurah says, you say kriya shalamita, and you say amap, you say kriya shalamita, you go out, you get a drink, the phone rings. He says you should repeat Shema right before you go to sleep. You're mafsik. Even Shema, not just amap. Like a churi yaseira, the Mishnah Berurah is very mashmir. The other parashia is the Adonish, they're not Dina de Gemara. Oh, they're not hefsik, yeah. The reason we say all those parashiais is, which I'll tell you an interesting thing. The reason we say all those parashiais is you should fall asleep, the tef divrei Torah. That's what it says. You say, Yashem Seser, and all these things, you should fall asleep, the tef divrei Torah. So I had a kasha, I had a boy in my bunk, and when he said Kriya Shema Amita, it was very nice. He got up, he put on a hat and jacket, he stood by the mezuzah, and he said the whole business. So I told him that it's a very nice hanhaga to do. But that doesn't sound like what Chazal were talking about. Chazal said you should say it, then you should fall asleep b'tayt divrei Torah. Like, you're not going to fall asleep b'tayt divrei Torah. You know, he's all... So I don't know, it's hard to stop someone from saying these things with a lot of kavana. But when you get into bed and you finish saying it, you should say it again. So you should fall asleep. The idea is to fall asleep b'tayt divrei Torah. The question of whether you say Hamapel first and Shema second, different minhagim. So the difference is, it says a person, really Hamapel should be last. Because Hamapel you say right before you go to sleep. But a person who will fall asleep b'tayt divrei Torah should say Hamapel first and everything else next, because he'll fall asleep. He won't say Hamapel. So Hamapel is a bracha. It's proper to say it. You don't have to stand while he's sitting. But Kriya Shema Alamita, Kriya Shema Alamita, it's also it says if a person daven Shema early and he's saying Kriya Shema Alamita, it says you should not say it in a lying position. You should if it's just Kriya Shalamita. So again, Mishabur is very mashbir on this. He says you should sit up, you shouldn't say it. The same thing Gemara says about Rabbi Yechanan. Gemara, yes, Rabbi Yechanan said Kriya Shema, he didn't sit up. So Gemara says Shani Rabbi Yechanan Debal Basaru. It's very heavy, it was hard for him to sit up. So the question is if that's referring to Kriya Shema Shal Arvis or Kriya Shema Alamita, even by itself. The Mishabur is makbin that a person should sit up by Shema, but the others don't say it. Okay, anyway, let's get back to Kibbut Avei. So we have here Sifyut Aleph correcting him. Sifyut Beis, a mitzvah. Sifyut Gimel sounds like an easy sif. Talmud Torah, Gadol Mikibbut Avei. Learning Torah is before Kibbut Avei. Shach Tezvah brings Hachi Yafina Meyakev. He learns from Yaakov Avinu. Shekol Oysan Shanim Shalom et Torah B'Bashem Ve'Ever. He was matul mitzvahs kibbut avei, but since he was sitting and learning, therefore it's daicha. So where do we learn it? Because he sent him there. So he didn't send him to go learn. He sent him to go get married. He just derailed. He didn't send him to go learn. He sent him to go get married. So go to find a wife. It does say. It says, of course, as Esav saw Rav b'dayis kara b'ein yavim, so he went and he took a different wife. Because he heard, he told Yaakov, go get a wife from outside of Kedem. Now let's just look at Pesachei Tshuva Zayin. Ches, Pesachei Tshuva says, well, a minute, we learned from Yaakov. Hanu dafkin tzarech leila chutz liyir. That's when someone has to go out of town. Have a little beer, but if he's in town, if you're in town, then Kibbut Av is like any other mitzvah that the Torah you can do afterwards, and it takes Kedima to Torah. Sefer HaMakna, yes, there's a Daflamin, it's a mistake. It should be Daflamin Aleph Amid Beis. Kedushin Daflamin Amid Beis is a Maisa. Someone brought his father a drink. His father had fallen asleep. So it says he stood there and waited till his father woke up and gave him the drink. While he was standing, he thought of a chiddush in learning, the pasuk says. But he says, why didn't he just put the drink and go away? He assumes he was learning. So why did he stand there with the drink and wait for him? So the Hamakna says that Tavatar is Dechi Kibbutav, but not Yirasav. The Hamakna Shitasa says, if your father tells you to do something that's Yira, he says it's not Dechi Yira. That's what it says in the Hamakna. Pesachei Tshuva says, no. If you're in the town, you have to close your Gemara and be mechaved your father and go back to the Gemara. But otherwise, to go out of town, your father doesn't want you to go out of town. Talmud Torah is Daicha, so Ravad Yosef has his Tshuva Nechavadas, that Hu Adin, if your father tells you to go to college and you want to sit and learn, so it's like going out of town. Your father wants you to leave the Beis Medrash. So he says that you're not mechuyev, assuming you're sitting and learning in the time that you're not going. So this is halach of Talmud Torah koydim lekibbut avei. There's a kasha here. There's a kasha. Look at Sif Yudal Yud Gimel. What shver? Talmud Torah koydim lekibbut avei. What shver? Yeah. It's very shver. Talmud Torah koydim lekibbut avei. What do you mean Talmud Torah koydim? Every mitzvah is gadol mekibbut avei. No? Only Talmud Torah is gadol?
Why is every mitzvah gadol?
That's what it says in Sifyut Beis. Shaka v'yip the bird. Right? So there are two different opposite mahalchim. Listen to this. Listen to this. The Aruch HaShulchan. Pelatik Aruch HaShulchan. He brings down this sif. He says, Nirimizeh. Kishahaylech lemitzvah acheres. If you want to go out of town for a different mitzvah, Tzaruch Rishus Aviv Imai. You need permission from your parents to go out of town? Avagav dikishtzaruch leparnasasai ain't tzaruch lethal rishus. For parnasa, you're allowed to go out of town. Mekomak and mishamitzah tzaruch lethal rishus. Daisi mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. Ve'ech yaza mitzvah kibin avi yitol mitzvah acheres. You want to go to the Rebbe for Yom Tiv, or be the Rebbe, you want to go to Yeshiva. You want to go to Yarchei Kala, you want to go, well, Yarchei Kala is Kibarav, is Limudat Torah. But you want to go for any mitzvah. You want to go someplace, the Aruch HaShulchan says that you need Rishus from your parents. Because Talmud Torah has Kedima Tov Vima, you're allowed to go out of town. But not Shar Mitzvahs. A plia. Notice Talmud Torah is a higher level. It's Deicha Kibaravim, but not Shar Mitzvahs. The other way to learn would be the Lamed Vav, Sukkot Lamed Vav. The other way to learn would be Fakert. Really, Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam, but it's on the bottom rung, Legabe other mitzvahs. With Deicha Talmud Torah to be Mekayim other mitzvahs, there are explanations why it should be that way. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Why is it that with Deicha Talmud Torah for other mitzvahs? But we know we are. We close the Gemara to go light the Menorah, even if it's a drop on them. Yes, Hameis. So, which we're going to do soon, I'm going to have to stop a little early to go to the SMS. But we close the Gemara. So Talmud Torah really, in Dichoy, is lower. So Talmud Torah is God Lubekim Ravev, is a Chiddush. The Talmud Torah, which would be Nitcha for other mitzvahs, is not Nitcha for Kibbut Aveim. And you're allowed to go, the way the Pesach Shuvah says, you're allowed to go out of town. So there are two ways to learn, either Talmud Torah Dafka, or Afilu Talmud Torah.
What are you talking about here?
Well, the way the Pesach Shuvah explains, you're going out of town. Your father needs you always to drive him to shul. Father needs you always to bring him milk. If he doesn't need you,
it's not one particular request. It's just that you might hear the whole possibility.
It would be one request as well. If you're out of town, your father says, "Come home and give me some, and then be mishavish me." It says that you don't have to. That's what I'm from Yaakov Avin.
Ready.
Either way.
Maybe this goes to the Hakdama the Rav introduced Hilchot Kibud Av V'Em with being a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It says that really the ideal Kibud Av V'Em is Talmud Torah. That's the way that you mechabesh your parents.
But it's even if it's not that way. Even the father says, I don't want you to learn, I want you. I mean, case of Kasha, maybe that's what you were saying, that maybe Yitzchak was happy.
Maybe what was Yaakov?
All right, let's see if you're down.
Kibud Av V'Em. What was the
Kibbutz Aveim
that was
Mubarak? He brought his father a drink.
Drove
his father to the airport.
Because he went out of town and he wasn't there for his father to ask, as we had, I think, our tarpon or whatever. So he wasn't there. The mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim was that his father told him to go get married.
He was missing the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim. You're saying he didn't go get married.
He knew the mitzvah that the father wanted him to do. The father told him to do a specific mitzvah and he went to learn.
All right. Mendy's tiny that the bittul was, as father said, get married, and he went to learn instead.
I think his mom is.
Okay.
I think.
Was he 83 year old bachelor?
But the father said, go over there to find Nanash.
He was not Nanash, because God loved Talmud Torah, he has to be Kibbutz Aveim. It's a good kasha. Better should have been your yard to ask the kasha. You hear Rabbi Yosef is asking, why did he get Nanash for the 22 years by Lavan? His father told him, go get married. His father and his mother said, go get a wife. It took him 7 years to get a wife. He didn't tell him, get two wives. But they don't get a wife. So at least for 7 years he should. So Ben Ish Chais is a beautiful Yisoid. He's a Yisoid that I mentioned in other contexts, from other sources, that Maisa Mechichin Zezeh. There's an idea that one Maisa is Mechich and other Maisa. In other words, a person says, I couldn't go to learn because it was a snowstorm. Yeah, but when you wanted a donut, you put on your boots and you went to the store to get a donut. So why couldn't you go to Beis Medrash to learn? Maisa Mechichin Zezeh. So Ben Ish Chai, in the end of the first parak in Megillah, says that Yaakov wouldn't have been Nenash for the 14 years. But when he stayed additional years for money, was megala that it was a lousy excuse that he stayed the whole 14 years. That wasn't ma'aseh mechichim zeh. What? But then his father didn't tell. His father had plenty of money. He should have gone home. His father would have supported him. Yitzhak, why not? What was he going to do with his money? Give it to Yishmael? Before what? Talmud Torah. So there, the Achrenim will talk about that. Why Talmud Torah can get kulam? I will mevatel Talmud Torah for every mitzvah. So there are two or three mahalchim in the Achrenim. The easiest to understand is the Stipler has a piece on entitled Talmud Torah and Brachas. One of it was the original print, I think, the first piece, and later they put it in the Seder Adafim. He has an idea that Talmud Torah, it's a mitzvah to learn whenever you have time. Let's say you go to sleep, all right? You have to go to sleep. Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Torah says, no. Mitzvah is to learn when you have time. When it's time to go to sleep, you know, you don't have time, available time. When you have available time, it's a mitzvah to learn. When it's time to do a mitzvah, it's not your time. There's no available time. There's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah when you have... when you have this, that's the Stipler's approach. There are many different. The Baal Tanya has his own approach.
Based on what you're saying, what's the answer to have a Jewish newspaper?
To read a newspaper.
Who said to read?
There's no answer to read the newspaper. There's no answer.
No,
the Stipler writes not to read the Yiddish newspapers. Philadelphia writes.
No.
So it's like this. If you need time to relax. 1 minute. There are human beings, I know you don't understand this, there are people that need time to relax. Whether it's imaginary or not, I don't know. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the bittul Torah, you're not allowed to waste any time. I'm saying you're not allowed to waste your time reading the newspapers, of course not. Except the FJJ, which is... the FJJ, Aaron Moody's here, so that's an exception. But everything else... and it's all the great Torah there anyway. You know.
Spend money to buy them.
My point is that it's taka, waste of time. Reading the newspaper is a total waste of time. And if a person needs to relax, you know, there's the letter, the Mashal's letter to the Ramah. He writes a letter to the Ramah why he quotes Aristotle. So the Marshal writes to the Ramah, can you quote Aristotle? You're wasting your time with Aristotle. So he answers him that the time I did it was the time that other people need time to go for a walk in the park to air out. That's the time that I read this. And he says, I never read anything written by Aristotle or Plato. I read it only when the Rambam quotes it. When Jewish sources quote it, that was my relaxing time, my downtime. Is I read the Rambam's quotes of Aristotle. But he writes, it's such a thing as time. People need to relax. Hard to believe that the Ramah had time he needed to relax. I don't know. But anyway, you're not supposed to even waste your time sitting and reading a newspaper. It's for ladies. The newspapers, like the Rambam says, they are things that are, quote, for Ketanim, Noshim, Vamayoritz, Bovad. And that's what it's for. All right, let's move on to Sifya Dalet. Aviv Amalai.
All things being equal, is there a tour of Kibbutz Av Ha'Tikvah? You have brothers and sisters that will do it. And the parent doesn't request specifically.
Is there in a tour? Wait, because you want to do a mitzvah, or because you don't want to do a mitzvah? B'makim mitzvah, or should I b'makim mitzvah? You want to do a mitzvah, or you want to sleep late? So if no one else will do it, you have to do it.
You have to go somewhere. Yes, somebody else will do it.
No, that's what I'm asking. If it means you have to go somewhere.
But if you ask your brother or your sister to do it, so they're also doing it.
Is the object the mitzvah gets done, right? Or you have to do it?
It's a mitzvah. It's better to do it. Mitzvah v'yaseh v'bishluchai. It's better to do a mitzvah yourself.
But if it's a mitzvah v'yaseh v'yaseh v'yaseh
v'yaseh v'yaseh. Only with the steer it to another mitzvah. So I'm asking you. You want to sleep late or you want to do another mitzvah? You want to go to learn, so tell your brother to do it. You want to read the paper, you go do it. Also, a parent sometimes feels more comfortable with one child over another. Sif Yudalit, everyone's favorite sif. Aviv Amalei Ashkeni Mayim, V'imaye Meres Ashkeni Mayim. Daddy says one thing, Mammy says something else. Meniach Imay V'Isik B'Kvayt Aviv. V'im Hi Megureshes Me'Aviv Shneim Shavim. If they're divorced, they're both equal. Leizav Shiyetzi Yagdim. If they're divorced, they're equal. If they're married, so since Ato V'Imecha Chayav B'Kvayt Avicha, therefore, Kibud Aim is first. Now, the question is why? So let me explain this halacha. Let me explain it. If you have a question afterwards. The halacha, which is well known by all yeshiva bachrim, that a woman is supposed to have respect for her husband. That's part of the theoretical halachas that we learned. And the Rambam brings, but it's interesting, I have a big kasha on this sif. This sif says, your father and mother both tell you do something. Your mother's chayav to have cover for your father, and your chayav to have cover for both. So you do to them. When the Rambam brings at the end of Perek Tesvav of Hilchos Ishus, Sif Yutes Halacha Yutes Chaf, he says first Sivu Chachamim Shei Adam Mechaber Es Ishtai Yosef Megufay. Says a man has to have cover for his wife. He says Yosef Megufay. Then in Sif Chaf he says. And she says also, a woman has to have covet for her husband, be Yaiser. But it said Yaiser before also. So the covet is a two-way street. What's pshat in the sif? There's no such thing, a woman has to have covet for the husband, one of the husband has to have covet for the wife. It's a pella. So Pischei Tshuva here brings a geshmak of pshat. And what he says, I should read it inside, but I'm going to read it outside because I have to head to the Levaya soon. He says, very simply, he says part of the responsibility of a wife to a husband are the house, taking care of the house, cooking, preparing meals. That's part of the Mishnah in Iksovis lists obligations that a woman has to a husband, obligations a husband has to a wife. Hashkeni Mayim is a woman's responsibility to a husband. So says the Pischei Tshuva, if a father and mother say somebody has nothing to do with Hashkeni Mayim. The father says, I'd like you to go visit such and such. And the mother says, I'd like you to go visit someone else. They're equal. The only time we say, Aviv Kaidim Le'imai, is in something that the mother has an obligation to the father, such as Hashkeni Mayim. Dafka, in such a case, there's a halach of kedima. That's why when she's divorced, she's not mechuyev to be mechaved the husband anymore. So then it doesn't apply. So therefore, he limits very much that this rule is applies dafka in such a case of ashkeni mayim. But stam kavin is kavin. It says imay vaviv tiral, no. Imay vaviv tiral. Kavis avicha vesimech. One says first, one. So. It appears it's not. It appears that it's not Tali and who says it first. Anyway, so this is an explanation of this rule. Siftes vav amalei imav lava al debrei tayra bemisa say misa slaisa say fil misa shal debreim lo yishmalai. Even the father says to be over on a drabanan lo yishmalai. Why even on a drabanan? So it's the same thing because like Taisa says because atav avicha. Chayavin in the covet of in the mitzvah drabbanan in this case. So since you're both chayav in the mitzvah, so therefore it takes kedima. I want to mention something here. Let's say you have a situation where if the father says bring me a drink and the mother says bring me a drink, the father's first. The Micheschina declares what happens. If the mother says, bring me a drink, and the father says, don't bring her a drink. Don't bring her a drink. Let her get herself.
Go out of town.
So what do you do? No, really, what is the din in such a case? So essentially, the Micheschina says,
they're still married.
What?
And they're still married.
So he says that that's Siftes Vav. It's Sivalai Ovid, Lavra Devei Torah. Meskino says that's called Tzivalay Avi Lava De Retire. The father said, "Don't bring your mother a drink." Mitzvah Kibbutz Avim. What?
She asked first as well. He's also
if he's Isaac, only if he started. Now she asked. He started maybe, but he didn't start. He says that's called Tzivalay Avi.
She asked and he asked as well. He asked them later.
It doesn't matter who's first. I see mitzvah has nothing to do with who asked. Even if it doesn't matter who was first, even the father said, "Don't bring her a drink," and then the mother. Perhaps. Even if it doesn't matter, divorce or not divorce, we're saying that's called the father's mitzava lavra, but they're very tired. That's called. I disagree. Let's say your father says, "Bring me a glass of water." So if you don't bring a glass of water, what's the difference what you do? It's like carrot. It's a bigger covenant. At least you bring your mother a glass. That's why you're not bringing your father. But if you're just playing with a Game Boy, so you know. It's not for kumbase, by not bringing your father a drink. I disagree, because I don't think when you fail to bring your father a drink, it's no difference. If you not bring your father a drink and you bring your mother a drink, when you not bring your father a drink and you're just lying in bed. Perhaps. Maybe. Maybe, I mean, you could have a situation where it is that way. I don't think it's usually that way. They don't think you can't walk. Why would they think a person can't walk? Like it's, you know. What? When the father says, don't do it. So Michis Chinuch says that Siva Shaloi Lavral Devei Taira, you listen to your mother. The father says, don't be Mechabe the father. Siva Lavral Devei Taira. Michis Chinuch says, you don't listen to the father. The father said, don't do it. You do it. The Yad Shol adds that according to the Pesachei Tshuva Svar, it's sicher that way. Because really, the father doesn't have kedima to the mother, only when the father says, Hashkeni Mayim, and the mother's really mechuyev to do it. So then, you have to listen to the Atav Yimecha Chayav Mikvayda. But if a husband tells his wife, don't drink water, she's not mechuyev to listen to him. It's not Atav Yimecha Chayav Mikvayda Vicha. If a man tells his wife, I don't want you drinking water, what kind of thing is that? There's no chiyuv for a woman to listen. So the Yad Shol says separately. The Michis Chinuch says one reason. The father says, don't be mishamish the mother. He says, that's tziva lavral devei Torah, you don't listen. The Yad Shol adds that according to the Pesachei Tshuva, it's that way anyway. Because it's anyhow. If you're not mechuyev to listen to your father over your mother, unless it has to do with something your mother has to do for your father.
The mother says put on a coat and the father says don't put on a coat.
So we get into all the other machlokes we spoke last time. We're going to review everything with the coat. The thing we're left hanging with is really Sifta Zion. And this already is where it comes up. But these shilas, very rare a father says don't do something. Sometimes a mother says, Snowy, don't go to Minyan. Yeah, that could come up. So you don't have to listen to your mother. You know, she says, don't go to Minyan, you go to Minyan. Don't go to Yeshiva, you go to Yeshiva. But the Shiloh comes up with Chumriz. I still remember of Palm talking about Chumriz in Kindina Kibbut Aveim. I remember him saying one after the other that if a boy wants to put on a gartel, his father says, I don't want you to wear a gartel. His father says, not Hasidic, you don't want to wear a gartel. So Rav Palm said, you know, wearing a gartel is more important than Kibbut Aveim. It's ridiculous. Your father says, don't wear a gartel. You don't wear a gartel. He says, however, if your father wants you to daven in a minyan, where they talk during davening. You don't want to daven there. And the father's mark, you should daven with him. So that's Siva Lavra Debre Torah. You can go to a minyan with people talking during davening. So then you don't listen to the parent. I was wondering, in certain Hasidic circles, you would ask them, wearing a gartel, davening the minyan where they talk during davening. You know, like, I think it would have been maybe the reverse. You know, so you don't talk during davening. You know, you can daven a minyan where you talk during davening. A gartel is something else, right? Anyway, so this is all part of Sifte Zayin, and the Gartel case, Kemat, similar, is in the Birkei Yosef here. So, Mr. Shah, I guess we'll leave Sifte Zayin for next week. Okay, I'm sorry I have to run out.